Delighted to be joined by former President of the United States, Donald Trump, on his way to New Hampshire this afternoon. We're going to talk about his policy address here. Mr. President, thanks for being back on with me. Good morning, New Hampshire, the pulse of an age. You're coming here with a pretty commanding poll lead. The latest polls here, Mr. President, show you with a 13-point lead over the Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and a near 30-point lead over New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu, presuming they both end up running. So do you feel pretty good about coming here, and what will your message be for New Hampshire supporters this afternoon in Manchester?
Well, I do. I've always had a great relationship. I like your initial words where you have the pulse of New Hampshire. That's why I do your show, I guess, when you get right down to it. And you do have the pulse, and we've had some great discussions. Well, I love New Hampshire. Many friends up in New Hampshire. I know what they want, and I think it's pretty similar to what most states want. They want to have, and in New Hampshire case, by the way, we have to do something about drugs, and we have to do it fast. We were doing a great job on drugs, and right now drugs are coming in through our southern border. We had it the best it's ever been, and right now drugs are coming in through the southern border at 12 times what they were 3 years ago. Think of that, 12 times. It's not even believable. In addition to all the people pouring in, we don't know from where, but we do know from prisons, from mental institutions, and lots of other places that we don't want. So it's a real problem, but we'll straighten it out. Military, very big in New Hampshire. We take care of our military like nobody's taking care of it, the vets, everything. And we've just had a great relationship with the state.
Well, I want to come back to the border and the fentanyl poisoning and the overdose deaths here, Mr. President. Donald Trump, good morning, New Hampshire. Governor Chris Sununu, you're aware of him. He's been turning up the criticism on you yesterday, actually accusing you of wimping out on debates, saying that if you win the nomination, which he thinks you can, you can't win a general election and beat Joe Biden. What do you think about Governor Chris Sununu? He hasn't announced yet, but he's trailing here, you by almost 30 points, and he's been elected governor four times in New Hampshire.
Well, he's way down in the polls. He's at 1% nationally. He'll never do it. He should have run for Senate. He could have won the Senate. Would have helped us greatly. And for some reason, whatever that reason was, maybe you'll have to explain it to me, he decided not to do it. He's going nowhere in the polls. It just came out. The Emerson poll just came out. And it said 62% for Trump. Ron DeSantis is at 16%. And Pence is at 7%. And Sununu is less than 1%. So he's really, he hasn't got a chance. And it's sort of sad that, you know, you see that. We had a great opportunity. I asked him to do it. I said, run for the Senate. You can win. If you win the Senate seat, that would be a massive seat. That would be so big because, you know, that we didn't count on that one, but he would have been able to do it. And I think the people of New Hampshire are very angry at him for not doing that. That's what I've heard. We have a great group up there, Stefanek, and a lot of people that are fantastic. We have a great team up in New Hampshire, and they're all very upset that he didn't do that. He would have won that seat, and that would have made such a difference. It's so hard to get, you know, that extra seat up in the Senate. He would have gotten that extra seat, and for some reason he wants to run for president. He's got no chance, zero, and it's too bad. He missed a great opportunity. I always got along with him great. I took care of him really well in terms of, as governor, I sent a lot of things his way, a lot of money his way, a lot of military equipment his way, a lot of police equipment his way. I took good care of New Hampshire, but for some reason he wants to do this, and it's fool's gold.
Donald Trump, former president, I want to talk about President Joe Biden for a moment. He announced a few days ago by video, I said on my show, ironically calling it the Freedom Video with Vice President Harris, more than 70% of all people out there do not feel America's going in the right direction. His numbers within his own party are underwater. What's your reaction to Joe Biden running again for president?
Well, I think it's a dream to run against him. I did great in the second election, the 2020 election, and I won't get into it because I don't know what stance, you know, your old network takes. But the fact is, we did great. I got 12 million more votes than I got the first time. We did an amazing job and ran it. But we got more votes than any sitting president in history, 75 million votes. And that's the votes that we know about because that election was a disgrace what happened in that election. But we're doing it again, and the polls, unlike what Sununu likes to say, the polls are showing me having a very substantial lead over Biden. And I have the big lead. DeSantis doesn't have a lead, and Sununu's not even considered in the poll. So, you know, we're beating. The way I look at it, we won the first time, we won the second time, and now we're going to have to win the third time. So we did great in that 2020 election, but bad things happened. Very, very criminal and very bad things.
Mr. President, when I was had the good fortune as a civilian to go to the U.S. Army War College National Security Seminar, the generals, the colonels all told me without any hesitation, China is the number one adversary to America in many, many fronts. You talked about this when you first ran back in 2016.
Right.
Do you think China respects the United States? And what is the Biden administration's foreign policy? I've not been able to infer that yet.
Well, their foreign policy is give everything to China because China obviously has taken care of them. They've paid them off. They've given millions and millions of dollars to the family for no reason whatsoever. And obviously they're paid off. I mean, nobody's ever seen anything like it. Look at the money that's going to all these members of the Biden family. They're taking care of the Biden family illegally, and nothing happens. They go after me over nothing, over stuff that's totally, everything is perfect, and they go after me for years. And you look at what happened here. They've been paid off 100%. Just take a look at what's going on in Congress with Jamie Comer and Jim Jordan. It's a very sad thing. Their policy, the Biden policy, is give China everything. My policy is tax the hell out of them. I took in more than $400 billion. Billions and billions of dollars were pouring into the United States. What I did to China. And by the way, they respected us. They didn't want me to do it anymore. Please, you know, I mean, it was like they respected us. I gave $28 billion to the farmers out of the taxes and tariffs that I charged China. Now, I will say this. Not one president in history has ever charged China 10 cents. And when we came in, we had a tremendous deficit, $507 billion. We were working that way down. Then we got hit with COVID. I had to straighten that mess out. Another gift from China, and did a great job on it. And then when I left, the stock market, as you know, was higher than it was just previous to the China virus coming in. So it was we did a great job. And China is a threat. There's no question about it. But we have a lot of power over China. We don't use it. But we have a lot of power over China. I had a great relationship with President Xi. Once the virus came in, I, you know, looked at that differently. You know, I made a very big trade deal with China that was $50 billion a year that was taken, that was doing great. But because of the COVID, I don't even talk about that particular trade deal.
What do you say to younger voters, Mr. President, independent voters, younger professionals who may be looking at this, whether it's Trump, Biden, Biden, Trump, and why should they look at you again and give you a vote? What's your message to them on the economy, on their futures?
Well, I think more than anything else, because of country security, because we're respected all over the world. We were respected, as you know, better than anybody because you covered so well, but we were respected all over the world. And then it's called jobs and growth because, you know, they want to go out and they want to maybe stay in New Hampshire. Maybe they want to go someplace else. They want to be able to have jobs. And we had jobs like nobody's ever had jobs. You know, we had more jobs. We had almost 164 million jobs. It's never been close to that. We had everybody working, diplomas, no diplomas. If you went to MIT, if you went to Harvard, if you went to the Wharton School of Finance, you got great jobs. If you didn't have a degree from high school, you got, you know, you had a great job. Everybody, African-American, Asian-American, Hispanic-American, it was the most successful period of time in the history of our country.
And, Mr. President, before I let you, I know you have to get to New Hampshire. You started talking about the fentanyl crisis, the border crisis, at the top of our interview on Good Morning New Hampshire. You talked about it when you ran in 2016. Right. It seems to me, Mr. President, Donald Trump, that this is getting worse. I have the DEA on my show every few weeks. More young people are dying from a drug overdose in America than any other cause of death. And yet we have these cartels. The DEA identifies two multi-billion-dollar cartels. If you were reelected president, should we be treating these cartels as a terrorist organization like Governor Abbott of Texas is, or is that too much? How do we stop this?
will knock out the cartels much tougher than Governor Abbott, and he's a friend of mine. I endorsed him. But will knock out the cartels much faster and much tougher. And if you remember, go back 2.5, 3 years, the drugs were at an all-time low in coming in, and I had President Xi going to make it illegal for China to send fentanyl and give the death penalty to those. You know, they give the death penalty in China for drug dealing. He was going to put that down as a criminal crime. But once I wasn't there, they forgot it, and now they send more in than ever before. Comes through the southern border. You remember very well that during my time, we had it down 27, 28% and going down. It was going to go down very, very substantially. We did a great job of that. And the day they got in, they just opened up the borders. It was like opening up the floodgates, human traffickers, people coming in from all over, including, I said, the prisons and the mental institutions. It's horrible. We're like a dumping ground. And the drugs came in at a level, they're coming in right now at a level never seen before. 12 times greater than just three. Think of that. 12 times greater than just 3 years ago. We had it clamped up, and it was going to get only tougher, not. It was only going to get better for us. We had it down to a level that they hadn't seen in 34 years.
Yeah, I'm going to let you go on this, Mr. President. Donald Trump, former president, on your way to New Hampshire, Manchester this afternoon. Caroline Levitt, someone you know with MAGA Inc., was on the show the other day. She's been a regular contributor. Tucker Carlson's out at Fox. Tucker Carlson's out at Fox. Do you think Caroline Levitt should be considered to host that night show?
Oh, sure. She's great. I mean, why not? She's great. She does a wonderful job. So she'll be there, and I'll see her, I hope, right?
I assume this afternoon.
We'll be looking for her, but she's very good. She's great. And you're great. And your show does tremendously. And I know what that takes.
Donald Trump, thank you so much. You're gracious with your time. Safe flight to Manchester, New Hampshire. Former president joining us. Good morning, New Hampshire. The Pulse of an Age. We'll get you back again soon. Thank you.
Thank you very much.